As we continue with Southwest Kansas Focus this morning, I'm Tim Bulware. We're joined by Lana Duvall, who's the president, Tom Walker, the chair at the Finney County Economic Development Corporation. They're going to talk about senior care in our area and just what exists right now, and then what they propose to the city and county commissions about funding a study to further develop senior care in our area. And first off, where do we stand right now with senior care facilities?
Well, right now we have two senior care facilities that are skilled nursing facilities in the community. Both of those are in aging facilities. The buildings are getting older and they're having a difficult time staying up to code and so forth. And we feel like there's a need in our community for additional care, number one, because the population has grown, obviously, but also because that portion of the population has grown. We're seeing more and more aging citizens in our area, and we want to do what we can to support that.
What do we know of the makeup of seniors in this area?
Well, and that's kind of where we are with this study. We need to know. We need to know who's looking for care. And what we would like to address is assisted living, which helps those folks that just need a little bit of help, but not necessarily skilled nursing facilities, as well as those that are in need of skilled nursing facilities. What we do know from just anecdotally, we know that there are people having to leave this community for the care that they need because it's just not available to them here in Finney County.
Well, we're talking with Lana Duvall. Now let's turn our attention to Tom Walker. And you've already made a bit of a proposal to the City Commission, which has already been approved for $22,000. Now you're taking that battle to the county. What are you asking from them to be able to find out a little bit more about the needs for seniors here?
Well, Kim, we're gonna ask the county basically for the same thing that we asked the city for. The city and county currently have a fund that is established for economic development incentives. The city and county both have contributed funds to that, and by agreement, the county holds those funds and any distributions that are made out of there are made by the county. So we're going to ask the county, the same as we ask the city, for them to support us and allow us to draw the $22,000 for the expenses. That's $20,500 for the study itself and about $1,500 for expenses. So we're going to ask the county commission to allow us to draw those funds from the incentive fund that is currently in place, and hopefully they'll support that and we can get our study underway and get a contract signed with the Buckley Group and get on with this study. So
that was my next question. Who was going to do this study?
Yeah, we're presently in contact with Buckley Group LLC out of Englewood, Colorado. They've been around for 25 or 30 years and have been doing this type of studies for quite some time. They're well recognized in that field, and we feel our affiliation with them would be quite credible. So that's where we're looking at right now.
As we wrap up our interview with Lana Duvall, president, and Tom Walker, the chair of the Finney County Economic Development Corporation, talking about senior care in our area. And where are the deficiencies right now? I mean, we're going to look into the study about the makeup of seniors and how that's a growing population. But where are we seeing deficiencies for future years?
Yeah, well, the biggest need that we see right now that we hear anyway from our medical community and from the folks that live in this community is that we don't have any mental care facility. In other words, if they're suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, those types of things, we don't have a memory care unit tied to any of our skilled nursing facilities. So we know all of those folks are having to leave the community because we just don't have it available for them. However, we feel like, and again, this is based anecdotally, it's based on what we see in the community, we feel that there is a need. We have a lot of folks who are still in their you know, big ranch-style four-bedroom homes that would love to downsize. They'd like to be living in a smaller area, possibly with lawn care, those kinds of things taken care of for them. And right now, we just don't have that available. We have such a critical housing shortage that we've got folks staying in these homes that they don't honestly want to be in, but they don't have options right now. So what we hope to find in this study, is some support for that. That, you know, we can say that we have these needs and these issues, but until somebody from outside comes in and gives us a true market analysis of that, that's hard to sell to the developers that would be interested to coming to the community and create those opportunities for us.
How much does it help you to have somebody, as you mentioned, from the outside come in with a fresh perspective who may not have an agenda?
Oh, it's absolutely, it's extremely valuable. I think it's good for the community to see that. I think it's, you know, it's easy for us when we all live our day-to-day lives, we don't pay attention to these things in our community. So until we bring somebody in from outside who hasn't seen our community before and is truly just looking at us and grading us against other communities that they deal with, I think it opens everybody's eyes to some of the issues that exist in our community. So, and quite honestly, we're not going to get any of the developers to act on addressing this need unless we have truly have a professional study done that shows the need exists.
Well, and the one other concern is, even after the study is complete, I don't know how long that would take, but then you're still talking about construction and everything on top of that. So even if there is an identified need, could take for years. I mean, where's that gap come from?
Yeah, nothing happens fast. We know that. And that's okay. I think it's good to look at all of our options. I think we need to know exactly what we're getting into. One thing that you can always say for Finney County is that we're conservative and we pay attention to what's happening around us. We don't spend money unnecessarily, and certainly the Economic Development Corporation is on board with that. But what we do want to do is make sure that we're addressing all of the quality of life issues that we possibly can for our community and our community members.
Lana Duvall, President, Tom Walker, the Chair of the Finney County Economic Development Corporation, about senior care in our area.